Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, so we're talking about companies that don't do what you think they do. Mainly because we stumbled upon this because I didn't really know what Oracle did.
You're like, I know they're worth a lot of money.
I think that every time I see a golfer with his sponsors, like 85% of them, I'm like, no idea. It's probably a financial institution, maybe.
Right. For the longest time, was it Phil had that?
KPMG.
I had no idea for like 15 years.
We didn't even bother to look it up.
Like, who the hell is...
And there's others that stand out, like someone had Berenberg forever. I'm like, I don't know what Berenberg is.
But then I know that they're on Phil's hat, so some of the stuff's easy, like NetJets or whatever. I'm like, sure. All right, but yeah. There's a lot of weird, random stuff out there, and you just have no idea.
Well, the first company that comes to mind, companies that don't do what you think they do, is McDonald's, because McDonald's is really just a land company. Like, they own the land, all the land that their restaurants are on.
Okay.
But then they lease the restaurants. So they're really just, they're just landlords.
So the people leasing them are collectively running McDonald's.
It's
McDonald's
franchise.
Is just a renter of land.
Yeah, I mean, technically it's turned into that.
But I'm sure they have some sort of giant headquarter thing where they
because it's a franchise.
Yeah, it's franchise. So,
but it's turned into this.
They make more off the land than anything
else. That's how they make their money.
Because I do know McDonald's are a license to print money, but I know a guy that has, I think he's got two of them. It is quite expensive. To be a franchisee of McDonald's.
But once you get in there, you're in good shape.
Yeah, McDonald's makes money.
Those fats will roll through there all day long.
Like, I've wondered that about, like, it seems like every time someone opens a Chick-fil-A, like, it's just people lose their ass. Why aren't, they must limit it. Who can own those, or they must be really expensive, because, dude, you open one of those, it's a license to print money. There's a Chick-fil-A by my house that... Dude, it's been open for years, and you can't, no matter what time of the day you show up, there's a line around the freaking corner.
This raises another good question, which we probably can't answer, but what do you think is the least expensive, best franchise model? Because any of the good franchise models are probably just astronomical. Right.
Like, I think at one point of getting into the coffee game was probably the teas, but now I'm assuming they get into Dutch Brothers or whatever, because that's just like, it's
Dutch
one
Bros.
Stand.
But that's not cheap.
I bet you at one point that was a value. And I'm guessing now that they understand their worth. But for a while, how hard is it to put up one stupid stand with like a windmill on it? And then you get like two cute teenage people to work it, and you know.
Yeah, but that's become all the rage with BlackRock, and there's a million of those now.
Yeah, so I think that I'm guessing at one point that was the answer, but my guess is the ship may have sailed on that. I don't know. Subway for a while was rocking. I know that, but John Oliver did a bit on Subway. I guess being a Subway franchisee is a nightmare. Subway grabs you by the balls and squeezes you. Like,
is franchisee a new word? Did you just make that up?
I think it's franchisee.
Franchisee, perhaps?
A franchisee.
A franchisee?
Who's burgling who?
It's insane.
Yeah, they... I get it's a really tough spot to be in to own Subways. They do not make it friendly.
Okay, so this was from Reddit. It's a great business school case study question. Figure out what a company actually does, the activity that contributes most to its bottom line from what it says it does, mm-hmm. which is its marketing. One on here is Disney. What they say they do is make movies and theme park experiences for all ages. What they really do, they franchise and IP licensing. They're basically lawyers. Mm. Theme parks are huge, but so is retail and consumer products. Their movie business is relatively small and questionably profitable on its own, but the IP contributes to all those other businesses. So the licensing.
Yeah.
Amazon, what they say they do, order anything over the internet, direct to your home. What they really do is their business-to-business cloud storage and server management business.
Yeah, because everything else, they don't make anything, essentially. It's all just farmed out at these like giant warehouses. Like I know that.
Facebook/Insta, what they say they do, share videos and photos and connect with your family and friends and internet communities. What they actually do, advertising platform, matching consumer data to targeted business marketing. Hmm.
Makes sense.
And then Google, what they say they do, search engine, a suite of productivity services, maps, etc. What they actually do, business-to-business advertising, bidding platform for keywords and targeted business marketing. Hmm. Never ask a business what they do. Just look at their strongest bottom line incentive, and you'll know exactly what they really do.
By the way, I found a list of like low-cost franchise, and it's all stuff you haven't heard of.
Well, what do we got? What are the concepts?
So anything that, like all the McDonald's and stuff, you're in seven figures. It's just, it's so expensive. But like some of these, everything from moving companies. Does that do anything for you? Two men in a truck, you can start for as low as $170,000.
Well, I saw that around the other day. I really thought it was two guys in a truck. It's actually a bunch of guys and a bunch of trucks.
It's a bunch of guys and a bunch of trucks. But you can become a franchisee for as little as $107,000 and minimum cash requirement, $80,000.
May I?
I feel lied to.
May I stay? I also saw them, by the way. Two guys. I saw the truck.
I thought it was two guys in a truck, not a big business that anyone could join.
It really should be two guys in a truck. Mm-hmm. But do you really need to franchise? If you want to own a moving company?
I think the idea is that if you want to stand, I mean, there's probably so many and you know, buying the name. And maybe they provide...
People don't really know who does...
And maybe they provide you trucks and license and insurance bonds and stuff like that. Snap-on Tools. I'm just trying to go with the ones I've heard of.
Ooh, what's the Tools one?
Snap-on Tools, you can start for minimum cash requirement, $45,000.
And what do I do?
I'm guessing you become a retailer of Snap-on Tools.
I'm okay with that.
I'm trying to look at other ones. A lot of these I haven't even heard of. Like Be Organized. Don't know that one. Oh, Sports Clips.
Oh yeah, yeah.
If you want to start a Sports Clips, $275.
I think it would be hard to keep your hair. What do they call them? Hairdressers,
stylists.
I think it would be hard to keep your stylists.
I mean, $275, and this is on the. I mean, these are all ones that are quote affordable.
I got to pay $275,000 to start a Sport Clips.
Yes, you do, and you have to have in cash.
And I don't know, man. That seems like a rough business. When you go into a barber shop and it's just popping, like if they always seem empty, especially the discount ones. Like but, I don't know, man.
Obviously, yeah, I'm out on that one. Some too. Of these have to work because there's a million Sports Clips. So
no, I get it.
Like you couldn't do this.
Well, you got Justin Herbert backing you now, and he's got a wonderful flow.
Yeah, there's some maid services on here, like Molly Maids, Two Maids.
That's good.
Those are on here. That you could start for as low as $61,000 in cash. Yeah, I mean, and stuff like, have you ever heard Foxy Box Laser?
What's that?
Get it. It's Foxy Box Laser. It's a bikini wax place.
Oh, so it's for waxing your foxy. Okay.
Your foxy box.
Can we say that?
I don't think so.
What? It's, I don't know.
It's in the name.
It's in the name.
Rocco, oh my Rocco. Oh.
The best part, this is my favorite one. So the logo, look up the logo to fan. To the Fancy Box Laser and Wax Bar, because it's a little smiling fox face, but it's a crotch. It's
wow.
The logo is a pair of up tops and a bikini, and the up tops are the eyebrows of the little fox.
At least they're owning it.
We're getting a couple on the text line. Somebody says they know somebody who just opened a Grease Monkey,
mm-hmm.
and they're killing it.
Oh.
Very modest franchise cost.
So is that like an auto shop, I'm assuming?
Oh, it's like the oil change,
yeah.
Place.
Hey, Wetzel's Pretzels, great pretzels. $75,000 in cash.
Are now those, that I'm interested in.
Are those stores or just little, aren't they like little carts?
I think they're like, yeah, I think that you put them inside things. Yeah, I
like
don't think
malls.
They're malls.
I can't get behind that because I just don't feel like malls have much of a future, but maybe I'm wrong.
But yeah, $75,000 to do that. A lot of like Mr. Electric, Mr. Appliance.
RJ says he has a few buddies who own a Papa Murphy's, or has a buddy who owns a Papa Murphy's. Absolutely loaded and never works.
There you go. So I think the idea is like, I think that's the idea is that if you have the money to do this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW. Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And you can put it down. I mean, these are kind of proven things. Oh, here's, okay, so this is, now we're getting into, because I keep scrolling up. So these are all, you know, we were talking about 75,000, 100,000, Wingstop.
Okay.
Care to guess? Cash requirement for Wingstop?
Probably quarter of a mil.
No. Starts $600,000. You need $600,000 in cash to plunk down on a Wingstop. And they're saying total investment is around $859,000 to $1 million, but you have to bring $600,000 in cash.
Isn't the wing game kind of a crowded space? Like a lot of people do that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you got Buffalo Wild Wings still.
There's two Wingstops over kind of by me. Slammed.
Are they?
Yeah, they're. There's one by me, too. I think that when Buffalo Wild Wings, like, really blew up, they, I don't know if they priced themselves out, but it seemed like people started complaining about the price and the quality, and that was, like, an opportunity for disruption from the Wingstops of the world.
So what's Wingstop's wing secret?
I think they're just as good and come in cheaper.
And I think it's just a name.
And
right?
they don't do a bar like Buffalo Wild Wings. They don't have screens everywhere and stuff like that.
And
it's
so
just
I think,
go and get the wings.
If you've ever known anyone that opens a restaurant, I know a guy that opened a bar. That I really like. Jerry's Tavern. Shout out Jerry's. And one of the problems is like food costs. When it's just one little restaurant, like it's really hard to order the right amount of food because you order too much and it spoils and rots. And when you only have the buying power of one thing, you can't really buy in bulk. Whereas Wingstop, I'm guessing, not only are you paying the $600,000 in cash, you're getting the name Wingstop, and everyone's like, oh, Wingstop, I know that. But my guess is the buying power that comes with being a Wingstop, you get your wings quality controlled, all the sizes, everything. It is probably just turn and burn. There's no, like, they just know, hey, you're ordering from us. This is your cost. And it's just, and they probably look at 1,000 stores and be like, hey, this works.
Well, let's open a Wingstop and a Sport Clips.
I'm trying to see what the cost is.
Put them next to each other. You can get some wings while you're waiting for your cut.
There's a lot of tanning business on here. A lot of those.
You could call it sports wings.
See, that's the one I don't get how they
wing
stay
clips.
Open. like the
which one? What'd you say?
Tanning locations?
Yeah. Like people that, like that.
That's the one where I'm like, really? That makes money? Jamba Juice is on here. 500 G's to open a Jamba Juice.
I got to tell you, I think that there's a real health and wellness movement. I was waiting for you to pop one on my radar that was kind of a health and wellness.
I'll see if I
thing.
Can find
like a poke bowl spot or like a yeah. Salad,
are you talking
like,
food or you want?
No, it doesn't have to be food. I just think people are really getting into. I think people are doing a better job
cold
and
plunge center.
Will continue to do a better job of taking care of themselves. Yeah. We're starting to learn that, you know, some self care is important.
I'm trying to see. Ooh, there's some. There's some other ones. There's some like child training ones. There's a Soccer Stars. Child enrichment, child services is the category. And basically, it's just like indoor practice facilities for kids. You can start that for 40 G's.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. That's not a bad one.
Nope.
Because you're always going to have youth sports.
Yep.
They always need a place to play.
Yep. So there, I mean, I'm guessing that's a pretty simple
one. How do you make money?
I'm guessing renting out your facility for practices and on-field time, tournaments, things of that.
That's my favorite one so far.
Yeah.
At 40K?
40K. I was just trying to think of
what's it called?
Soccer Stars.
I've heard of it. I think they run leagues too. So I think you can like enroll your 5, 6, 7, 8, 10-year-old into the leagues that then get run in those facilities.
Yeah, you were asking like health. Senior helpers. There's that helps out the olds. That's senior care. $55,000 to start that.
Mm.
No?
I mean, I do love me some olds.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We just were saying take care of. There's a lot on here now that I see it. There's a lot of senior care on here. Tons.
Yeah.
How is photography still a thing? Spoiled rotten photography for kids.
Doing like family portraits and stuff like that. I bet you can charge a lot for that.
30 G's.
All right, we got to run.
Yeah, we do.
Don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we got to go start a business.
Lots of them, apparently.
Yeah.
Who's ready for a planet parade?
Let's go.
Let's get to Buck.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.